It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good evening, folks, and here we are in 2024. This will be our first games here in the GRC Arena as we begin the second part of this 2023-24 season. It'll be a doubleheader tonight. Girls tip it off first. It'll be the Paris Lady Hounds taking on the GRC Cardinal girls team. Both teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around. Right now we've got team captains and coaches along with officials at midcourt as we get ready for high school basketball. Second semester of school about to get underway. In some places it has started, but these girls have played basketball all through the holiday tournaments and all through the holiday time. GRC comes in, the Cardinal girls, with a record of 12-1 overall. Paris, on the other hand, the Lady Hounds, their record at 2-9. They are 1-1 within the region, and this will be the first district game for either club. Bobby Baldwin with me. I'm Joel Bennett. And, Bobby, this is a lot of history between these two teams. I mean, that, I guess it's one of the beauties of Kentucky high school basketball, a 225 pupil personnel population at Paris. How's that for alliteration? Somebody said they wanted to hear a big word.
Well,
so
man,
and then we've got 12. You got 1600 at GRC taking on a 225 pupil school. That's just why they play at Kentucky.
Well, and then you can consider the fact that the last time the GRC girls were defeated in the district, it was by Paris about 3.5 years ago or so. And so they were very competitive back then. At this point in time, maybe not as much, but it's unique. You're exactly right, and you never know when that 400 or 500 student school is going to jump up and just snare that monster.
You know, and to follow up on Bobby's point, the Paris, the last school in the district to beat GRC, and Paris Lady Hounds have had some good teams under head coach Aaron Speaks. He is in his eighth season at Paris. Last year he had a 19-9 team overall, 9-6 in the region, but 3-4 in the district. And of the eight seasons he's coached, six seasons have been winning records, Bobby, and last year he was a district runner-up, and he's had teams with 25 wins, 19 wins, 20. Problem is, GRC's been one of the best in the state, and Montgomery one of the top 25.
Right, for at least the last 5 or 6 years, GRC's been in the top 10 every year, and bless their hearts, Montgomery County just happened to get hot at the time when GRC is a little bit stronger, and so they've really had a tough time breaking through against the Lady Cards as well.
Yeah, and Paris, like I say, the small school, they've had some good teams. It's just that GRC has been very, very tough and one of the top schools in the state. Aaron Speaks again, the head coach. He's got a 65% winning percentage of the games that he's coached at Paris. 127 wins versus 68 losses. He took over after Kerry Barr decided to step aside, and He's a good friend of yours, Bobby.
He
even drove the bus tonight.
He not only drove the bus, if you look down there to our left from our vantage point, he is on the bench. Now, he may not say a whole lot, but he is certainly going to be there for whatever inspiration and encouragement he can pass out. Great
Some people are just synonymous with a school, and I'd say that's his case. You've got the history, got the knowledge, but I guess he's just kind of synonymous with Paris.
I can say it the way that a lot of people can understand it. You got that right.
Okay, there you go. We are inside of 7 minutes away from tip-off. It's GRC Girls taking on Paris. Bobby and I have covered quite a bit about Paris. We'll catch you up on GRC with a 12-1 record in girls basketball. We will take a two-minute break. We come back, we'll have more pregame to follow right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and Tommy playing that bumper, Glory Days by the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days. Bobby, Steve Anderson came up here and said, coming up this Saturday, talking about some Glory Days, the 1989 state runner-up girls team will be honored at the Tim Short Automotive. He said that the Cardinal girls lost that year in triple overtime, so that'll be at 5 p.m. tip-off right here at the GRC Arena. It'll be a doubleheader. The boys will play afterwards. GRC girls will tip it off at 5. The 1989 state runner-up team will be honored. I asked Steve if he had heard from the team. He said, yeah, we got quite a few coming back.
Well, that's terrific. They certainly deserve whatever support and appreciation the townspeople can provide this Saturday. And so, get on out here if you can, because if I'm not mistaken, it's a rival game against Montgomery County.
You're exactly right. We do have a boys' game, a single game on Friday, and then we'll have a boys' game that Saturday night at Tim Short Automotive Classic, but the girls will tip it off, and again, it will be an honor. It will be honoring the 89 girls state runner-up team, so you won't want to miss that. Come on out and see some good high school basketball. More than just good, Bobby, the GRC Cardinal girls, again, come in with a 12-1 record, and I was just perusing through some of the rankings. Some rankings have GRC number 2 in girls. The Herald Leader, the Dave Cantrell, got them ranked at number 1 in the state.
Well, and the RPI came out. They're ranked number 2 behind Franklin Simpson.
Very strange. Sacred Heart's ranked number 56.
56,
if you go with the RPI. So these out-of-state schools, they don't give weight and value to them in the rankings.
Not at all. And they went out to Phoenix and were defeated, if you can believe this, four times out there. But came back on, I think, the 23rd of December. And since then, I guarantee you, have been putting it together because they have not had a game for 2 weeks. And Donna Moyer, as far as I'm concerned, is still number one until somebody knocks her off in the state.
Oh, yeah, a four-time in a row. Yeah. And, I mean, GRC not backing down any. We're going to have a showdown. That'll be February the 9th, 6 o'clock. That's going to be at Louisville at St. X's. And Trinity will play St. X in boys basketball before or after that game, one or the other. It was a sellout crowd. I was told last year the Sacred Heart Gym holds about 400, 500 people. So they took it to a big venue because they're going to have, I guess, a holy war up there with St. X and Trinity. And then we'll come up there and play Sacred Heart.
I guarantee you one thing. There are going to be two holy wars that night.
It'll be a good one. Horn sounds. GRC girls out there going through a shoot-around. Head coach Robbie Graham and his assistant Steve Anderson, William Brown, and Erica down there, all of them ready to bring their girls to the bench as we've got the officials going down the side here as we get ready for basketball. Paris is the competition, and the Paris Lady Hounds just now emerging from the locker room, and they're under the direction of head coach Aaron Speaks. Lady Hounds come in at 2-9. GRC girls at 12-1. Got a little bit of a late start tonight, so let's take a 2-minute break as we will have an expanded break. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineup, tip-off, girls action, all coming up here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands.
This time, words can definitely not express the sadness felt within the GRC Hoops family after hearing the news of the passing of Ashley Bunfield.
The post by many of her former teammates today confirms that not only did she play as hard as anyone on the team, she also knew how to laugh as hard as anyone as well. She was a classic example that at the end of the day, the relationships you build in sports end up being much more important than any success on the court. Our prayers and thoughts go out to her family. Try to find comfort in the impact that she made on many of our lives. Rest in peace, Bunfield. At this time, let's have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Now, let's meet tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Lady Greyhounds from Paris High School. At guard, a 5'6 junior, number one, Kay Oliver. At forward, a 5'6 sophomore, number four, McKenna Fields. At guard, a 5'8 junior, number five, Tori Dumford. At forward, a 5'7, number 10, Molly Mason. And at forward, a 6 foot junior, number 11, Brooklyn White. Head coach for Paris is Aaron Speaks. Now for the home team, your George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals. At guard, a 5'5 freshman, number 0, Kennedy Stamper. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 2, T. Yeast. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. At forward, a 5'10 junior, number 10, Kanaya Jones. And at forward, a 6'1 junior, number 3, Sierra Byers. Lady Cardinals are coached by Mr. Robbie Graham, assisted by Steve Anderson, William Brown, Erica Jackson, Anovia Byers, and Jasmine Flowers. Officials for tonight's game are Mike Akers, Anthony Mealy, and Chris Ray.
Well, there are your participants tonight. Again, it's the Paris Lady Hounds taking on the GRC girls team. GRC comes in with a 12-1 record. Paris at 2-9. Horn sounds, we get ready to go as the holiday tournaments are in, and we are now into district, region, and regular season play. So, GRC again with the large edge in winning margin, as Bobby and I outlined early on. 2-14, that's Coach Speak's record against GRC. But as far as the last time that the Cardinal girls were defeated, it was by Paris High School.
Yeah, and this year is really no different. GRC is scoring at a pace of 24 points higher than their opponents. And on the other hand, the Lady Greyhounds are within 6.5 of what they're giving up. So a decided advantage here for the Greyhounds. Check that for the Lady Cards this evening.
Now, as far as size, it'll match up pretty evenly. Of course, now with Kanaya Jones starting, you get a 5'10 frontline player to go along with a 6'2 Sierra Byers. And tip controlled by Paris, as the Lady Hounds have a ball to begin it. Mason with it, throws a high lob to Brooklyn White. She's her best player. Turns it over here. Wanted to throw a pass on the wing, couldn't do it. Leads the club in rebounding and scoring.
Yeah, 19-13, that's pretty impressive.
GRC girls with the ball in the front court, and Paris playing a 2-3 zone. Byers left elbow, throw it to Chestnut, pull up 10-footer, baseline, good.
That ball fake, froze the defender. She went to the baseline, stroked it home.
Pressure by GRC. Dumford calling for it. They go to White. They broke the press, and then Sierra Byers blocks the shot at the other end of McKenna Fields. So three passes, and they did break the press. Coach Graham walking all the way down to the end line. It'll be Paris with the ball under their goal. They get the ball inbounds. They throw the lob. Oliver does. White with an up-and-under move. Sierra Byers, her second block. Two girls hit the floor. GRC going the other way. Chestnut finds Stamper trailing the play. One-hand pass over to Yeast. Skip it right side to Chestnut. Ball fake. Leave a bounce pass on the baseline. GRC turned it over. Paris will get it back.
Trying to work it in, but in that particular case, one player wasn't there to receive where the pass was sent.
Kind of a tough angle on on that bounce pass, but good. Wanted to share, just didn't happen. Bringing the ball up, Tori Dunford. She's a two-year starter. She goes to White. White had it top of the key, and they call White for her second turnover. She may be trying to do a whole lot and may try to do too much. You never know.
They have two players averaging in double figures, and she almost doubles the other one, so... You know she tries to do maybe too much.
Here's Chestnut. She fires and hits a three.
So she.
Anaya Chestnut with both baskets for GRC.
Chestnut 5, Paris 0.
You know, Bobby, if she started the season like 0-for-8, here she goes with a steal. Anaya Chestnut driving, shooting, scoring at the rim.
Well, it's just.
Started the season 0-for-8 from three-point range, and now she's just stroking it well.
Yeah, she sure is.
Paris gets the ball in the front court. GRC up 7-0. We played nearly 2 minutes. Deflected out of bounds, and Lady Hounds will keep it on their end of the floor. Coach speaks up, talking to his girls as they get ready to inbound this pass. GRC going man-to-man. White comes up front. She wants it. They throw the lob to her in the back court. Got to watch it. She's right there straddling the line. Now in a bad spot. Spacing is really bad for Paris. White has it, 5 count on her, and she's calling for somebody to come. And Coach Speaks is going to call a 30-second timeout and preserve the possession for his team. We played nearly 2 minutes. GRC up 7-0 back after this brief 30-second break.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64.
No personnel changes for GRC, and the girls leading 7-0 over Paris again. Yeast, Jones, Byers, Chestnut, and Stamper on the floor. Paris has had a couple of shots at the rim here in the 2 minutes of play, but a couple of them blocked, and now looks like out of the timeout jump ball, it'll be to GRC.
Having a tough time not only getting the ball across midcourt, but then even getting it out of bounds from side court after a timeout.
Cardinal girls with the ball in the front court. Shot up by Jones in the paint. Shot it too strong. Rebounded there by Paris. And Lady Hounds have the ball. Stamper with pressure in the backcourt. Dumford goes up to White. White tries to dribble out of it. She's between the circles. Sierra Byers not giving her any slack. White angles off to the right of the circle. Spinning. Got in there. Up and under. No. Lost the ball. Turnover. Here comes Sierra Byers. Bounce pass to Stamper. 3-on-2. Missed at the rim. Jones with a follow. She has it blocked, but it'll be a foul on Oliver. Oliver at 5'9", just about as tall as Jones, but Jones with supreme jumping ability.
We played 2.5 minutes, and the Lady Hounds have yet to get a shot up to the rim.
Jones' free throw is good. Kanaya Jones has worked her way into this starting lineup. Gives you... a true post player, or back-to-the-basket type of presence. Second free throw short. Oliver with the rebound. 8-0. GRC with a lead. Paris with the ball in the backcourt. Oliver being guarded. She's picked up by Yeast. Deflected by Byers. And Coach Graham saying go 5-on-5. So evidently that means full court press as they keep man-to-man on Paris. Oliver looks for a cutter. They get it inbounds. Dumford has it deflected away. It'll be at midcourt. 5:14 to go in this opening quarter, and GRC on top, 8-0. Got 7 points from Anaya Chestnut, 1 from Jones. Dumford races into the front court. Stamper cut her off right of the circle. taking it out between the circle now. Dumfert dribbling. Stamper turning her on the dribble. Entry pass stolen there by Kanaya Jones. Lead pass to Chestnut. Get it back to Jones. And she's fouled at the rim. They had a 3-on-1. Gave it up. Get it back.
Gave it up. Got it back. Got whacked, but will be on the line for two here. Just inside 3 minutes of action having been played.
Kanaya Jones at the free throw line as Cardinal girls pitching a shutout here. Jones 1-for-2 on the stripe. This free throw good. She is 2-of-3 in the ball game right now. Jones leads the club in free throw shooting, 75% on the season. Right now she's 17 of 21 and now make it 17 of 22. She missed the second. Brooklyn White will bring it up. Jones hawking her and runs into a double team with Stamper as Jones takes a tumble. Now they run and jump. Chestnut got a steal in the passing lanes. In the front court, whip it over to Jones. She rolled it up, put it in.
Okay, she sure got it. Now we've got one of the Lady Greyhounds. I think the one they can ill afford to lose, Brooklyn White, limping off the court.
Sure is, and Reagan Cowan comes in. Cowan, a familiar name.
Absolutely.
We had that one girl, her first name is
Jamie
Cowan.
Yeah.
Oh, played about 5 or 6 years and solid ball player. Maybe even wore that same uniform number. Here's a three-point shot by the Lady Hounds. It's off and a weak side rebound taken by Jones. Lead pass into the front court. Stamper shovels it off. Chestnut catch and shoot. Missed a three. Rebound by GRC. Yee got it and followed it in.
Got the inside position, and even though the ball was over her head, she was able to get up quickly enough to get it and get it back up for the deuce.
Midway through this first quarter, GRC still pitching a shutout against Paris, and it's a double team, and we've got a foul called on the Cardinal girls. It'll be on Anaya Chestnut. She was double teaming right at the feet of head coach Robbie Graham. I mean, he was right there. He could have reached out and touched the girls. Well, we got some new personnel coming in for GRC. Four players come out. So Kanaya Jones stays in, and Jalen Green joins her, as well as McKeely Tabor, Jalen Goodwin, and Annette Miller. And a block shot by Green, and on the end line, it'll stay with Paris. Lady Hounds have it underneath their goal. Coach speaks with hands on hips. Calling the offense out of bounds play. They're trying to get one person open, and with it now is Molly Mason. Only second touch of the ball that she's had. She leaves a bounce pass for Dunford, who got fouled from behind him. Coach Graham out there, he did not want that foul that far away from the floor, from the goal, rather. It'll remain with the Lady Hounds, 13-0, GRC leading. Toss it in the backcourt. Tori Dumford has it. Jalen Goodwin picks her up at midcourt. Dumford with a left-hand dribble is turned now to the right. Goodwin trying to beat her to a spot. They break out, and Oliver's got it. Drives in. Oliver put it up. She'll go to the line. Backside defensive help arrived with Kanaya Jones, but a little late. Her first, team third here in the first quarter.
Well, let's see if the Lady Hounds can get on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they have failed to score yet, and free throw is good. Oliver makes that one. She averages 6 points per game. And probably more will be placed on her with the absence of Brooklyn White, who left with an injury.
That's good.
Both free throws go in for Oliver and GRC with the ball.
Took them 4.5 minutes to get on the board.
Skip pass over to Annette Miller, who has it. Sierra Byers checked in for Kanaya Jones. Green bluffs a three. She's left on the wing. Straight away to Goodwin. Back over to Green. Open three. Left-hand shot off the front of the rim. Goodwin, smallest person on the floor, had to rebound, but only momentarily. It's taken away and going the other way with it. Paris in the front court. Inside of 3 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. GRC with a 13-2 lead. Paris with the ball. Pass on the baseline is deflected out of bounds by Green, and just not a lot of zip on those Paris passes. They're really harassed, Bobby, and it's kind of a non-committal pass.
Well, GRC is just really piranha-like on their defense, and That makes it tough for them.
They're going to make a lot of teams that way.
Yeah.
Block shot by Miller at the rim on the Dunford runner. Miller's got it back left of the lane. She had an open 12-footer, passed it up. Goes to Goodwin, right side to Green. Tabor calling for it. Senior's got it down inside. She puts a shot up on the blocks, and it's taken away on the miss by Cowan.
A little bit too deep under for that shot, but certainly a good idea.
Cowan had good presence in. Driving shot blocked by Miller. Her second block of a Dunford runner. 3-on-1. Green leaves it off for Miller, and Miller is fouled as she tried to put up the shot. McKenna Fields will draw that foul. Her first, team second of the quarter. So Annette Miller, who has a couple of blocked shots in this game, she will go to the free throw line. Miller averages scoring a point a game, and this free throw is good. And I'm looking, that's her first free throws on the season.
Well, she's a very, very active and major contributor to this team, and just made her first two free throws.
Two in the game for Miller. That allows GRC to set the press as they put it on, and here's a steal by Sierra Byers. Byers with a 3-on-2. Bounce pass to Green. Bank shot didn't go down, kept it alive. Byers tips it out. Goodwin has it. Miller bluffs the three, drop it baseline. Sierra Byers against this 2-3 zone. Finds Green, launched the three, missed it. Miller rebound, follow, won't go. You like that phrase, right place, right time. It came right to her, Bobby.
Well, it did, and yet on the other hand, you've got one team who is certainly under control, knowing exactly what it wants to do on both ends of the court, and the other one looks a little bit perplexed.
Miller, who just made two free throws, now makes another free throw. In the, you know, it's a 2-3 zone. When you play the 2-3 zone, it gives you what you would think good rebounding position, but you got to find somebody to block off. And Miller just followed the shot real well. She missed the second free throw, 3 of 4 at the line. GRC keeps possession. Miller dribbling right wing, had it knocked away. Three girls on the floor, one of them McKeely Tabor, and that's no surprise. She's somebody who doesn't care to mix it up. She's on the floor and ties up the jump ball. Personnel changes by Coach Graham for GRC. We'll set the lineup for you. Miller and Goodwin out. We got Stamper and Chestnut returning, joining Yeast and Byers.
I think that's their original starting lineup at the beginning of the season.
Paris breaks the pressure in the front court. Here's a pass picked off by Stamper. Stamper in a foot race against Dunford. Running one-hand shot out there, kept alive. Yeast got the rebound. Kick it out. Sierra Byers spot up three. Good. Her first bucket.
Well, that's her first shot.
So Sierra Byers hits that three-point shot. Comes in averaging 15 points a game. Something, she's hit about 26% from three, so that'll help her out.
Sure.
Get that confidence up. It's 19-2. GRC with a lead. Three-point shot put up by Paris. Missed. Rebound put back is stopped short. That is Gia Griffin.
Her first team foul number 4. Griffith in the right position for that weak side board on that one, and was able to get it back up on the rim and draw the foul.
Griffin at the line. She has scored 1 point all year.
Go.
She's doubled that point output now.
Yeah, the bank was open.
Hit that one in straight away. So
if it's there, use it.
She had 1 point on the season. Got her second one there.
All right.
She banked them both in. Banked them both in.
Well, you and I
both. We get thumbs up.
You and I both love that.
Driving in, shot put up by Yeast off the dribble on the right baseline. Rebound by Tabor. And a foul on Kay Oliver. So one thing that's hurting Paris, other than the 7 turnovers, is GRC's getting more than one shot every trip down.
They sure are, and that's because they're attacking the glass when the shot goes up.
McKeely Tabor at the line. The GRC has gotten more than one shot on every possession if they didn't make it on their first shot. Tabor's free throw is good. 5 of the 20 GRC points on second chance putbacks. If you count free throws, you got almost half of it.
Yeah.
As Tabor makes both free throws. Inside a minute, GRC with a 21-4 lead. Paris with the ball, back court. Jumford, left side, pushes it, racing in the front court. Layup up, and Sierra Byers with a block. Byers has rejected three shots in this game. Two by Miller, and Dunford having a brief, pleasant exchange with Sierra Byers.
Let her go all the way down the sideline, measured the layup, and popped it out of bounds.
Getting the ball in bounds with it now. It's Molly Mason. She has taken one shot of three in this game. Tabor tight with her on the defense, intent not to let her have
got
another shot. It's got to be a five-second call as Mason was going back and forth, turned on the dribble, did not advance, and give it to the Cards.
Both teams relatively young. Paris is relatively. Look at there. Shot and a layup.
Stamper pass, with a nice assist.
Yeah, pass from about 45 feet, so all of a sudden 27-3 here.
They just threw it right over the defense, and Stamper with a beautiful pass, as Bobby described, just beyond midcourt, found that mismatch. Dunford throws a pass. It's stolen by Sierra Byers. Clock is at 5. Byers, bounce pass, broken up. It will go out of bounds and be with GRC with 2.5 seconds to play. And Coach Graham says, hey, just go on up with a shot. You got a 2-on-1. You're that deep in the paint. Shoot it.
And the angle for the pass wasn't what she wanted, but again, trying to share the ball.
Stamper will inbound this pass, and Byers caught it. 2 seconds. Step back 10-footer. Rolled off the rim. First quarter, it's a big GRC lead over Paris. It's 23-4 in favor of the Cardinal girls. We'll be back. Second quarter play coming up in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Horn sounds, the band's playing, and the cheerleaders cheering. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Cardinal basketball, the girls opening up. We've got a doubleheader. Boys will follow. GRC with a strong first quarter on top of Paris, 23-4. Lady Hounds in a 2-3 zone. As GRC has Jones, Byers, Chestnut, Yeast, and Stamper on the floor, and GRC turns it over on their first possession. Coach Graham in an unfamiliar position, and that's seated on the bench right now beside Coach Anderson. His team's up big here, 23-4. Paris in the front court, looking to get a shot off. They have not made a basket from the floor. Brooklyn White back in. Good to see that. She got injured in the first quarter of play, trying to tell Dunford to cut on through. White backing herself down in the lane, and Byers with her fourth block. Lead pass to Chestnut at the rim, put it in.
Well, I tell you what, just outran the defense. One team apparent a bit confused, not getting back in transition and paying the price.
Kanaya Jones overplaying the passing lane on the diagonal pass. Coach speaks, telling Mason, let's get the ball to the middle of the floor and we'll worry about the diagonal passing later in the front court. Got to get it across first. Dunford driving to the right side. Sierra Byers jumps the screen out front, and Coach Graham's like, you sure she got her?
Yeah, that was going to be another run out, and if she were a little taller, it might have been a slam.
A dunk on that one. She had momentum going, didn't she, Bobby? She had already broken the momentum going that way. Dumford on the right wing throws a pass. She and Mason, they not on the same page, and they turn it over. 10 turnovers committed by Paris here in the first 9 minutes of play. GRC will have the ball in the front court.
Six or seven of those are a testament to that intense pressure.
Yeah, we've had seven block shots.
Boom.
And four of them by the lady that just makes the basket, Sierra Byers. Byers now with 7 points in the game, made a little 12-footer there.
Just turned and popped it in over the defensive arms.
That mid-range jumper cannot be underestimated. It's kind of a forgotten shot, it seems like. Guys and girls want to practice that three-point shot, but you make it right off the elbow or off the lane, it's valuable. Well, Paris turned it over again. They got it in the front court. Cardinal girls with the ball and a big lead. Stamper, left of the circle. Puts up a three and hit it.
Time for her to stroke one in, and all of a sudden, the Cards are getting scantily close to that running clock here early in the second.
Seven different George Rogers Clark girls have scored in this game, and here's a steal by Byers. Byers in a foot race against White. Put it up and in. 8 points in fast break scoring for GRC, and Sierra Byers now with 9 points, three rebounds, four blocks. And we've still got 5:45 to go here before half. High ball screen, pick and roll, but Byers with a steal there, took it away. Driving, layup, shot it short. Anticipated contact, and she shot that layup from the right side off her right foot. Chestnut trying to steal it away from White. Got a back tip deflection, and she turns it over. Kanaya Jones to Stamper. Little leaner in the lane. That's a good shot, too, 10 feet.
That's like stealing for her. She'll knock that one in 90% of the time.
Bobby, just growth and strength she's had from going, you know, in 1 year, her shot is more effortless. She's got better elevation on her jump shot. Just a stronger person.
Well, stronger person and a year older, and yet a quaint freshman.
Yeah, just got out of middle school, and I mean, it's just like her strength has just really come on. She's gotten in high school. Sierra Byers shoots
There's
a three.
A
That's good.
Clock.
Well, she'd hit only 26% on the season, but she's 2 for 2 tonight from three-point shooting, and she jumped up there with a double-digit game, 12 points in the first half, 37-4. Time on the floor. Bobby's got a message. You want to put it out or you want me to?
I know. I'm going to give her a shot here. Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractors in Mount Sterling today. They will take care of you.
Bobby, giving it that old college try, man.
Well,
you sounded stronger. You're still not 100%. I tell you what, I got sick December 14th, and I'm still struggling a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, though, you're younger than I am. You can survive this stuff better than I can.
Well, that's true. Both of us have seen a lot of sunsets in our time, though, right?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of clouds, too.
Well.
A new group in.
Yeah, GRC, they have got a new combination of five. This this group played in the first quarter as well. It's Jalen Goodwin, McKeely Tabor, Jalen Green, Annette Miller, rather, and Kanaya Jones. Paris will have the ball, and it's a 37-4 lead. Paris running a little give and go, but Annette Miller had different ideas. She broke up the play in the pass intended to Mason. But Paris will keep possession underneath their goal.
Just playing quicker, stronger, and more alert all over the court.
Paris looking to get the ball in. Oliver throws a pass. It's stolen by McKeely Tabor in a foot race. Had a tough angle. She was going straight on at the goal rather than choosing a left or a right-handed layup, and trailing the play and fouling her is McKenna Fields, her first team second.
Fields right straddling her, and so she wasn't sure what to do and consequently went neither way.
McKeely at the line. She's 2 for 2 at the free throw stripe this evening. Now make it 3 for 3. Got a good-looking shot. Last year and years prior, normally thought about as a defensive specialist, an on-ball defender, but now has added offense to her game and really has worked on her shot. Got a nice rotation. That one did come off. She's 3 of 4 at the line.
Well, she's certainly a starter by all rights, but Coach Graham has more than one group of starters in effect.
He's got a deep team.
He sure does.
Plays 9, and Gideon, just like in this game, 7 have scored. Paris misses a 3, and Kanaya Jones dribbling up the floor, directing traffic. Jalen Goodwin, spot up 3. She missed it from the left baseline.
A rare shot for her.
Yeah, she doesn't shoot many.
Facilitator.
Midway through the second quarter, Paris has the ball in the front court, and they turn it over. That's 16 turnovers by the Lady Hounds in 12 minutes.
Just really having a hard time getting any separation from a stifling Lady Cards defense all over the court.
Goodwin, left wing to Green, flashing high. Kanaya Jones didn't get it. 2-3 zone by Paris. You got Oliver and Dumford out on top. White playing the middle. Set Miller for a three-point shot. Shot it from the left wing. Too strong, goes off, and Paris has it. GRC 3 of 8 behind the arc. Lady Hounds in the front court. Inside of 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. GRC with a huge lead. White pull up 15-footer.
There we go.
Good.
I mean, she's had the opportunity to take a few outside shots, but that's the first one that she hasn't tried to take all the way to the goal.
Yeah.
And was successful.
Yeah, she's tried to back the bigs of GRC down on the dribble and tried a little up and under and had 4 shots blocked subsequently. Kanaya Jones misses. Miller got a rebound. Bounce it out to Goodwin. She loads up a 3. That won't go. Jones with another board. Her spinning shot goes. Second chance scoring in the paint.
Well, Kanaya is really, really strong under the basket and gets that ball up on the glass very softly.
6 in the game for Jones, who got a start tonight. Dumford tries to get a shot off. Goodwin nearly stripped her and creates a turnover. McKeely Tabor passes left side. Here's Miller. She got it to the baseline. Tabor trails the play and threw a pass she couldn't handle.
Yeah, that was a little bit too hard that close to her. She had a shot.
And Coach Graham telling her to shoot the ball.
Yeah, there you go.
And a steal now by Green. Green in a foot race. She's left-handed, takes it to the left, and puts it in.
And there's your 36 points.
Yeah, we got a running clock now.
Inside the final 2 minutes of the first half.
GRC with a big lead, and here's a deflection, a steal. Jalen Goodwin driving in. Her layup, good. So Goodwin becomes the 8th GRC girl player to score in this first half of play. Paris bringing it up. Dumford angles off to the left. Lost the ball and went to the floor. She just dribbled into a screen, but it was a double stack. And she kind of just lost her balance. They're going to put it on Goodwin, though. Her first, team second of this second quarter.
A couple of the girls come out for GRC, and that clock is stopped. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just a second half rule.
Well, you got a minute 37. We've seen some inconsistency whenever they put them at the free throw line as far as handing the ball. Dumford has her shot blocked at the rim. Lead pass to Green. Her layup, good.
Just nobody back for the Lady Hounds. GRC has probably have close to 10 runouts tonight.
Well, they've got 7 of them. You're pretty close.
Okay.
14 points on fast break scoring, and Dumford just a lot of dribbling trying to get into the offense for Paris, but that's been all very hard to do.
Well, space, bad spacing and not being able to make sharp enough cuts has just led to a muddled offense for the Lady Hounds.
Tori Dumford, who averages 11 points per game, couldn't get the pass inbounds. It'll go back to GRC with 1:09. Stamper in there. T. Yeast has just checked in for GRC. Yeast screen, Byers, Miller. Yeast loads up the three, shot it short off the front of the rim. GRC 3 of 10 from behind the arc. Dumford thought about a three, goes to Brooklyn White. She'll shoot it. Got a nice looking shot.
Shoot it.
She's 6 feet tall, and she has some skills.
Yeah, and a junior.
Driving in, Sierra Byers missed a reverse layup, put it up, and Brooklyn White blocked that one. Miller goes to the floor and tries to pry it from the hands of Molly Mason. It'll be a jump ball. Paris will get it. And the clock stopped again, Bobby, with 34 and a half seconds.
Well, that's okay. Shoot, let's let these girls play a little bit and see if they can get some shots up on the iron.
46-9, GRC leading. 46-9. Dumford picked up her dribbles, then throws a dangerous pass. Miller got the steal. Miller with the layup and missed it. Shot it with the left hand and missed it. Goes to Yeast.
Wow.
Miller, backdoor cut, got it back. That time she put it in. And that Miller with 5 in the game.
Yeah, beautiful pass. You give it up, get it back, cutting to the basket.
Shot at the horn. Goes wide, and the score at halftime, GRC girls in a big way. They're scoring a lot of points, and that's a big lead. It's 48-9, GRC leading Paris here in girls basketball. We're at halftime. Bobby and I will step aside for a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game summary, comments, all that straight ahead on WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting, everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Well, we begin the year 2024 with a district opponent. Paris in here for a doubleheader, and it's girls playing first, the boys to follow. The GRC girls lead here at halftime in a mighty way over Paris by a score of 48-9. Of course, 48-9, Paris really struggling here to score the basketball. They had 4 points in the first quarter. Those came at the free throw line. They did get a couple of baskets in that second quarter from Brooklyn White. But GRC just superior talent, skill, and the score shows it. It's 48-9. They've had a big lead and just added to it.
Well, they haven't been able to really scratch the surface of any kind of offensive or defensive efficiency, that being the Lady Hounds. And as a result, you keep getting hammered, so to speak, and then the will kind of leaves you. And they just have not really brought the competitive desire needed to play against one of the truly best teams in the state of Kentucky, if not the best this year. So it's now their 2-9 record is not totally indicative of how they've played today, because they do have some youngsters who can play and move the ball, but gee whiz, they're talking about a team that viably is going to be ranked in and around the top 50 or 100 in the country they're playing tonight. And I'm not sure how or who or what that would be, but GRC's got some components.
Yeah, it's quite a mismatch, and the score shows that, 48-9. Again, GRC just is, I'll echo what Bobby said, just a fantastic club. And in Paris, they've had good teams in the past, and I'm not saying these girls can't turn it around and have a successful season, as Coach Speaks has got six of his eight seasons that he's coached have been successful more wins than losses. But boy, this evening it's all GRC girls.
It's going to be tough for them this year in the 40th district, because Bourbon County's ranked about fifth or sixth in the RPI. Montgomery County's ranked third, and GRC's first. So it's probably going to be relatively slim pickings in the district play this year, but that doesn't mean that they get out in the region a little bit, and there are a handful of clubs that they can tackle.
Well, and one of their wins is against Harrison County, they have beat a regional opponent. Well, they played, Paris played seven girls in the first half, 5 points of the nine for Brooklyn White, got those in the second quarter. And then 2 points at the foul line for Gia Griffin off the bench, and two for Kay Oliver, two free throws in the first quarter. For GRC, head coach Robbie Graham, he played nine players in the first half, and all nine scored in the ball game. Looking at some of the team numbers, GRC shoots 3 of 10 from three-point range. Paris 1 of 5. 4 turnovers by GRC, 19 committed by the Lady Hounds. Second chance scoring, it's 9-0 edge to GRC. Fast break scoring on runouts, it's a 14-0 edge to GRC in that area. 8 of 12 at the foul line, that's what the Cardinal girls are shooting. And Paris, they are perfect. They've taken 4 and made all 4. GRC girls coming out of the locker room, and they'll go through the shoot-around. We've still got halftime here going on. Bobby and I will take another two-minute break when we come back. Individual scoring for GRC. Also a message I want to pass along to you from the GRC Hoops team as well. That's all coming up in 2 minutes on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. the Prairie Stockyards. They've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strikes day or night. Clark Regional is there when you need them most, providing emergency care close to home, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clark Regional Medical Center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
Joel Bennett here at halftime as Bobby Baldwin here with me. It's GRC girls leading big, 48-9 at halftime. Gave you some of the team numbers and Paris's individual scoring for the Cardinal girls. Coach Graham played nine girls in the first half and all nine scored. We've got leading the way scoring, Sierra Byers with 12 points in the first half, 9 scored for Anaya Chestnut. Byers hit a couple of threes, Anaya hit one herself. Other scoring, you've got 5 points for Annette Miller off the bench, 3 for McKeeley Tabor on 3 or 4 free throws, 2 points for Jalen Goodwin, 6 points for Kanaya Jones, 7 for Jalen Green, 2 points for T. Yeast, and Kennedy Stamper. She has 5 points in the game. So they blow the horn, and Paris comes out of the locker room. They will not have time for a shoot-around, but we get ready to go. I did want to pass along a message. Coach Steve Anderson asked me to share with everyone that this coming Saturday ball game, it'll be the Tim Short Classic. It's thought of as a GRC boys tournament, but it'll be a doubleheader. Cardinal girls will be playing Montgomery County, and on Saturday they will recognize and honor the 1989 girls state runner-up team from GRC. That team, state runner-up in 1989, lost the final in a triple overtime.
What a heartbreak that was.
Man. Somebody had to win, right?
Hmm.
Or somebody had to lose. You know, both were winners in that kind of case.
Just like both football games last night.
Oh, yeah.
They were, you know, it could have gone either way.
Good games,
at any time.
They were both very, very entertaining. Cardinal girls with the basketball to begin this second half.
Look at Kylie.
Kylie Stakeland at the foul line, though. Excuse me, I'll get it right in a minute. Hit a baseline jumper.
Yeah, I think that's her first score of the year.
Yeah, how about good. That? She's out there starting. Stakeland, Tabor, Miller, Green, and Goodwin. Brooklyn White misses a shot at the rim, rebounded by Molly Mason. GRC playing a man-to-man, trying to pry it away, and Goodwin's got a steal. Going the other way with it. Goodwin, crossover dribble, middle of the floor. Chest pass over to Miller. Left wing, return it to Goodwin. Swing it right side, Green looking, 2-3 zone by Paris. Goodwin calls for it, bounce pass to Miller, caught it on the left block at the left hand and missed a bank shot.
Did
good
everything,
look.
Yeah, everything right except put it up there where it would drop, but very well executed play.
Cardinals going man-to-man. Goodwin tries to slide through. Dumford throws up a runner, missed it off the rim, hits the deck. Here comes Tabor the other way for GRC. They don't stop the ball. She dribbles all the way in, but then taken away from her, a rare turnover by GRC. Trying to get space in the front court. Oliver's got it. She picked up the ball in a bad spot. Yeah. She just throws a pass, and it just sails over the head of Brooklyn White, and did a good job to get a steal and then gave it right back on the other end.
Yeah, and from whom she stole it, came back and returned the favor, McKeeley.
2-3 zone by Paris. It'll be GRC with a running clock here in the second half. Stakeland between the circle, left side they go to Green. Miller slides down on the block. She didn't get it. They reverse it right side. Stakeland lost it, and GRC's had 2 turnovers, and here comes Paris. 50-9. Cardinal girls with a big lead here. Oliver has it knocked away from her, and it will stay with Paris. Oliver, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. I mean, Paris got a little size. They just just the skill and the abilities. Brooklyn White, their best player, she's got it in the back court. Now Miller will pick her up as she comes into the front court. Left-hand dribble, now switches over to the right, goes all the way down. Miller blocked her shot. Annette Miller, lead pass to Green. She's hit two layups, now make it three.
She is smooth in transition and has a nice, soft, right and left-handed shot, especially when uncontested for a deuce.
GRC has blocked eight shots in this game. Brooklyn White with a nice individual move, but Miller nearly stole it. And finally, it's going to be a good one. Well, I say that, but it's still not possessed yet. They gained possession. GRC finally gets it. Now, here's Miller. Dribbles through traffic. Got to the rim. Nice athletic move. Just shot it too hard. Stakelin with a rebounded miss. Over to Green. Spot up three. Good.
McKeely Tabor got that rebound. Kicked it out to Stakelin. And cross-court pass for the tray. 55-9. Midway through the third.
GRC, they have two three-pointers on second-chance scoring. Brooklyn White double-teamed in the paint. Wrap-around pass goes to Mason. Her three-point shot is shot too hard. Jalen Goodwin throws a pass to Green. Got it at the rim.
Look at that acrobatic layup after a beautiful pass.
Well, that's four transition baskets for Green, and she's not snowbirding. They're hanging around midcourt. Coach Graham wouldn't allow that. She's just beating them down the floor.
Beating them down court.
We got a foul in the front court. That'll be on Green, and the clock continues to run here in the third quarter.
Yeah, midway through the third and counting, but how about that? We're finally going to see Kylie in.
So Kylie Chestnut in, as Bobby says, for her first action. Got injured early. Here, Stakelin got a steal. Her driving shot, good, and one coming.
How about that?
Trying to show to bump her up in the rotation as she's putting out some effort here. Stakelin will try to complete an and one.
Yeah, good to see Kylie out there. She's been on injured reserve for, gee whiz, the first 4 weeks of the year.
Yeah, and she's a nice athlete, just a freshman, good shooter, good defender. Nice softball player, too.
No question.
Have to get her in good shape here. Right wing with the ball. Oliver has it for Paris. Skip it left side. Stakelin steps out on Mason. Stakelin for GRC coming off the bench with 5 points in this game. Mason's picked up her dribble and throws just a terrible bounce pass. Dunford couldn't get it. Threw it right at her feet. It'll be GRC with the ball.
Pressure.
Yeah. That
defensive pressure the whole game.
And Paris, they're not frustrated. They're not blaming or finger pointing. No. They're trying to do what they can. As the ball goes around the perimeter, as Goodwin has it top of the key, picked up her dribble, bounced past to Tabor on the right wing. 60-9, GRC leading. Stakelin, high post to Goodwin. Kick it out. Tabor, a rare three. That one shot short. Miller kept it alive, goes right back and gets a pass from Tabor, her three's long, and here's Goodwin with another opportunity for GRC. Miller threw an entry pass into Tabor, draws a double team, pulls it out deep in the right corner, picked up a dribble, in trouble. Mm-hmm. Finds Miller. It's been a little two-person game between those two. Nice look.
How about
again,
that?
Miller to Tabor. Bobby, they had three exchanges. It was Miller to Tabor, Tabor to Miller. Three times.
And got a beautiful bounce pass cutting to the basket for the deuce.
They had a little two-person, two-man game going over there. Jump shot from three goes long and rebound claimed by GRC. It'll be a team rebound inside a minute and a half. The Cardinal girls with a ball up 62-9. Big lead. Huge lead. Tabor has it right side of the lane. Miller got open. How about those two girls?
Well,
they got a little something going on the right side of that floor.
You've got a 2-3 zone there, but the 2-3 zone is not moving. So guess what? The offense is, and as a result, the buckets are falling at the goal.
Yeah, it's been Tabor and Miller teaming up here as Oliver steps into a three, and That one goes off. Paris has hit one of eight. Leah Howard in. Also Emma Cecil and J.D. Balzer comes in. It'll be coming out. Jalen Goodwin, McKeely Tabor, and her counterpart, Annette Miller. And they're not ready for the pass, and it's a turnover by GRC, only the second. In this second half,
we have one to go, and that's Maddie Settles. She's got an injured shin and should be ready to go next week. She's been on the sideline as well.
Dumpert with a drive, and she puts up the shot as Stakeland hit the floor. They call the foul on Stakeland, her first. Dumpert gets the basket.
That's going to end the quarter, too.
She
stopped it.
She came into the game averaging 11 a game and now hits a free throw there. That's three in the game for her. Yeah, we've seen some inconsistency with that running clock. Kylie Chestnut drives in, bank shot with a runner, didn't get it, straight away at the goal. Horn sounds, third quarter comes to an end. Big lead for GRC girls as we played three quarters of basketball. Cardinal girls, they lead 64-12. Over Paris. 1 minute break, fourth and final quarter coming up in 1 minute again right here on WWKY.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
High school basketball here at the beautiful GRC Arena, and I mean a beautiful facility. Just pristine, clean, and shiny. And
you're not going to find a better one anywhere in this state for sure.
No, for high school basketball, you will not. Paris will have the ball to begin the fourth and final quarter with a running clock. And the Cardinal girls up 64-12 here in the first game that GRC is playing against a regional opponent. And actually, you can drill it on down below regional. It's a district opponent. Exchange of turnovers by each team, and Paris keeps possession. Dumpert drives in, threw it up short. Stakeland got a rebound. She's going to throw an outlet pass. Driving in, will they score? Yes, they will. That's Emma Cecil. She gets her varsity bucket.
Well, that was a 4-on-0 once that ball was possessed.
They didn't get back, and Cecil scores at the rim. Entry pass in. There's going to be a foul. In for GRC, you got Emma Cecil, Leah Rose, Kylie Chestnut, also J.D. Balzer, and fifth player in there looks to be Kylie Stakeland. Rose, Balzer, Cecil, Chestnut, and Stakeland. And they're going to say ball on the sideline as Cecil dribbled it on the side. Exchange of turnovers back to Paris. Minute and a half deep here in this fourth quarter with a running clock and a huge 66-12 lead as Cecil gets called for the foul.
She tried to cut her off, and they were, one of them had possession of the ball, so had to get that call.
And a whistle away from the ball. See if we got an equipment issue. No, they're going
to let the clock run.
Go let the clock run, and Coach Speak says, no, I'm not putting somebody in, just run the play. He's standing down at the end of the baseline watching his team play. on their end of the floor, and offensive charging foul as Cowan sits a bone-jarring screen. We've known her. The other Cowan, I guess it's a sister. You know, she was 5'10" and very physical in her play.
And if I'm not mistaken, in the next game, they're going to have a brother playing.
I'm sure he was on that solid football team that Paris had that went a couple of games deep in the All-A playoffs.
He better have been.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big guy, too. Here's a jump shot. Stakeland had a good look, didn't get it. Rebound kept alive. Bowser kicks it over to Chestnut. She missed the three. Stakeland battling, and out of bounds, it'll go to Paris.
Even though you might call this the third unit, they're flat battling out there. They're giving Paris everything the other two units did.
Yeah, and it's pretty even Steven out there. Kind of a lot of exchange of turnovers. The GRC got the numbers there. Chestnut missed at the rim, and it will remain with GRC.
Folks, I'll tell you something. Kylie Chestnut's really, really going to be a juggernaut, even though she's not very big. She can flat shoot and showed us that last year as an eighth grader. So as she winds in to being healthy and getting into a rhythm, she's going to be an attribute to this squad.
Yeah, she's got the ball right now and finds Stakeland, who shoots a three from the left baseline and hit it.
But got the pass from the top.
Stakeland in this ball game, she's got 8 points, came in, had not scored on the season. So good coming out for her and playing with confidence. The foul is going to be on Leah Howard, her first, team second. I make that to Howard second. That'll be team three.
We know how intense Coach Graham is in all of his practices, so knowing that these girls can get out there and play for 5 or 6 minutes is tremendous.
Steal by Leah Howard. Drive it in. Wrap around pass. Threw it at the feet of Chestnut. Got it back. Chestnut powers it up and in. Just a good, strong power move. Kylie Chestnut at the rim with a second-chance scoring putback.
3:33 and counting down, and Kylie at the line to try to make this a 60-point spread.
71-12. And Chestnut cannot make the free throw. The rebound claimed by Paris. Racing down the right side. Tori Dunford throws it out. Oliver, skip pass, left side, takes it straight back. Oliver, top of the key three, shot it off the front of the rim. Rebound claimed. Paris got another shot at it. Trying to save the ball inbounds, and the Lady Hounds come away with 3 minutes to go in the game and big 59-point lead by GRC. Run and jump, and the ball will go out of bounds as that time Leah Howard got the steal. The ball rolls right there by Coach Graham. And Coach Graham in an unfamiliar position. That's sitting at the end of the bench. Most time he's up the whole game.
Mr. Calm tonight.
Yeah, you get a 59-point lead, you can breathe a little.
Well, and you're letting your reserves to play, and that gives them confidence.
So if you dressed out, you got in the game, and over the back in there is Gia Griffin fouling on the entry pass in there to Balzer. Balzer had posted up real good on the right blocks and drew the foul. Chestnut catch and shoot three, comes off the rim with it, rebounded by GRC. Cecil goes to Chestnut. Back to Cecil. Shoot it, young lady. You don't have to tell Kylie Chestnut to. She hits it. 18-footer. Both of her baskets are second-chance scoring opportunities. 73-12. GRC with a big lead. Paris with the ball. Here in girls' action. Griffin dribbled it off her foot. Chestnut got the steal. Over to Cecil. Missed at the rim, and it'll stay with GRC.
They get that ball in transition and are ahead of the pack, and sometimes they just don't have the capability yet to slow down and set themselves for the shot.
Now, one of the only seniors for Paris, Olivia Marino, comes into the game. Shot by Stakeland, this time from the right baseline. She shot that three, and Chestnut got the rebound, rolled straight to the right side of the lane, and she drew the foul going up for the putback.
It's almost like one team playing basketball and the other team trying to play basketball. They're just not getting anything done, and it's a shame because we know they're competitive and they're all good kids and working hard, and yet one team's just outdoing the other by a mile.
Well, you got to play each other.
Sure.
Your rivals, your neighbors, your district opponents.
Yeah.
Historically, you've battled it out. Yeah. And Coach speaks for the Lady Hounds. He's not yelling and screaming at his girls. He's called timeouts and tried to teach them. Stakelin on the drive, trying to get to, she doesn't know it probably, double figures, but it was foiled there with a foul, but I guess she can get these shots off when 25 seconds, these two free throws. She makes them both, she can get double figures.
I stopped it.
Well, she's got nine. She's now 2 of 2 at the free throw line. And Kylie Stakelin with another free throw coming. Well, congratulations. She's in double figures. Makes both free throws. Freshman guard. Shows a good rotation on her shot and her release.
And nice high stroke.
Yeah, and her shot selection's good. And she makes a steal here. Lead pass to Kylie Chestnut, who was about to attack and put it in. She was just competitive. And somebody said pull it out, and that's what's going to happen. Stakeland's just going to dribble out the clock as the horn will sound. Boy, it's a runaway.
Yeah.
GRC, welcome back, Cardinal girls, as they treat the fans in attendance to a 77-12 victory. They pitch a shutout in the fourth quarter altogether.
3-point second half.
3-point second half. So GRC with a big win, 77-12. Over Paris High School. Boys action coming up, but before we get to that, we've got other business to attend to. We will step aside for a 2-minute break. When Bobby and I return, we'll have post-game show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. Back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a 4-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Well, it is a game in which GRC, the girls, they win going away 77-12. Big win for GRC as they played a lot of players in this ball game, and the players that got in the game, they scored, and they scored very well. So, Coach Graham, Bobby had a 77-12 win. He played his starters in the first half and shuffled some lineups, and then everybody else got a shot at it. In the second, we've got I think we got some college coaches here talking to some players. And boy, it looks like maybe midway here down there.
Yeah, I'm
speaking.
Sure.
And anyway, they saw a big run out here tonight.
Well, Coach Graham started putting in his reserve. Took out his non-starters at about the five-minute mark of the first quarter, or four-minute mark of the first quarter, and then at the five-minute mark of the second, he took them out again after letting them play very scantily, so to speak, during this game tonight. But irrespective of that, with the first two groups and nine players on the court, they bolted out literally to a 48-9 lead at intermission, and then with none of the starters playing the second half, I don't believe at all, they wound up outscoring Paris 29-3 in the second half with reserves in the game. So,
and a running clock.
Yeah, and a running clock. So it was just almost a sadly dominant situation for GRC, but gee whiz, they're in this thing for keeps, and he did everything he could to keep it down, but Paris will learn from this.
Looking at some of the numbers in this ball game, final score 77-12. Cardinal girls shot 6 of 18 from three-point range. Paris 1 of 9 turnovers, 8 committed by GRC, 30 turnovers by the Lady Hounds in the game. 16-0 edge and second chance scoring for GRC, 23-0 edge to GRC in transition scoring. Cardinal girls went 13 of 18 at the free throw line, while Paris, they went 5 of 5. Paris led in scoring. Brooklyn White hit 5 points in the game, 3 for Tori Dumford. You had 2 points each for Gia Griffin and Kay Oliver. Those ladies made both their free throws. In the game for the Cardinal girls, GRC puts 3 players in double figures. Sierra Byers, 12 points, all those in the first half, hit a couple of threes, did block 4 shots as well. Other scoring, 11 for Jaylene Green. Green hit a 3-point shot and 4 layups on transition runouts. 10 points off the bench for Kylie Stakeland. Stakeland also came up with some steals and blocked a couple of shots. She hit a 3 and went 3 of 3 at the foul line. Other scoring for GRC, 9 points for Anaya Chestnut. She got the game's first 7. She hit a 3-point shot. 7 points for Annette Miller off the bench. You had 2 points for Emma Cecil, 2 points for Jalen Goodwin. 6 scored by Kanaya Jones, who also blocked a couple of shots. 6 points for Kylie Chestnut. 2 points for T. Yeast. And Kennedy Stamper scored 5 for GRC. Boys game to follow. Both teams out on the floor going through warm-up right now. We'll take a 1-minute break. We come back. We'll set you up for the game to follow. Back in 1 minute.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Back here with you at the GRC Arena again, 77-12. The Cardinal girls win big in a runaway game over Paris. Boys action coming up. Both these teams out on the floor going through the warm-ups right now. We will have Cardinal Connection tomorrow night. If you got to eat supper somewhere, come on out to the Golden Corral. They'll treat you right. They'll fill you up and feed you well. We've got entertainment there. We'll have a guest. We'll have Coach Robbie Graham. He will have some of his Cardinal girls at the Golden Corral tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Cardinal Connection. Again, both teams out on the floor going through their warm-ups. We've got second game action coming up. What we'll do is we will break away. We'll send it back into the trusty and reliable hands. Tommy will take it. He'll handle you during this transition period, and then we'll come back. We will rejoin in about 8 minutes. We'll be back here with second game action coming up in about 8 minutes. Stay with us.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
This never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or
you'll pay nothing.